Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're going to be talking seriously about Meta. So Meta have changed the way that they verify stories. You know, if you've been on Facebook, you put a comment that was meant in jest or whatever, and next thing you blocked, and you're in Facebook jail, right? And yet, coming up on your timeline are Holocaust deniers. It's just completely ridiculous. So so Meta have changed it, and they are actually taking a cue from Twitter, from X. I need to try and unpack this, understand it. So Dr. Y.Z. Lung, who is a lecturer of Academy of Computer Sciences and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. She joins me right now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. I hope you're well. To you and your listeners, a very, very wonderful new year.
Yes, and to you too. To you too, please. Good things. Okay, so this is actually quite a good move, isn't it? Or is it a terrible move?
Well, I think it's the, you know, for Meta's reputation, strategically, it's an excellent move. Because as you mentioned, previously, if you post something, Meta decides and they say, no, you must now be in Facebook jail. And so now they are saying, oh, no, but it's not us. We're not the ones policing. We are merely putting in, we're going to open that up for the community. And if they take, you know, issue with what you have posted, they are then allowed to leave a community note to say, but what you're saying is incorrect. So there's no more straight out Twitter jail now, where we say, you know, you can accuse Twitter or Meta of blocking you and just silencing you and not opening it up for debate. We're saying the debate is possible. The only thing Meta is now doing is in the case of very content that's very, well, I would say not acceptable, that they would still police. They will say, okay, for example, if someone's a revenge porn pictures start circulating on the web, they will then step in and make sure that that's taken off.
Interesting. So do you think that it would work better? I mean, okay hold on. You know, even can we just go back a second? So who has been doing the policing if not Meta?
So Meta's been doing the policing for a while now. Obviously, when Elon Musk took over Twitter and then turned it into X, he said he's a free speech absolutionist. So that's why he said he's not going to. So he moved away from the Meta model, the previous Meta model, and he's now brought in the whole community notes. Not to say that it's a perfect solution, but it does. You know, it's more, it allows for debate. It allows for discussion. Whereas the Meta model, the previous Meta model was Meta decides. And there's always the accusation that Meta is policing. Who is Meta to decide what is, you know, fair game and what is not fair game? So, you know, Meta can be accused of not promoting free speech and allowing debate. And so this is strategically for them a good move, because now they cannot be accused of shutting down things that just because they are not comfortable with it. Because as you can imagine, who decides what is acceptable and what is not acceptable? And at this point, it was Meta deciding that's no go and that's fine.
And were these people?
Well, yes, these were people.
So people can have agendas.
They're moderators.
Okay, they're moderators. They can have agendas. Especially, I mean, I remember seeing a figure that there was like over 20,000 people that he was employing as moderators at some point.
Yes, that's correct.
And, you know, people can decide, well, you know what, my sentiment is with so-and-so, so I'm going to block this or I'm not going to block this. And I think that that's been hugely problematic. So maybe this is a good thing.
Yes, so it is for Meta's reputation. It is a good move. I won't say it's a perfect solution. You know, you might even ask, what if we just turn to technology? You know, let's not have people. Let's not have the 20,000 people with differing opinions decide whether what you posted is yes or no. Let's just use technology, because technology has a very set flat of rules, and then they can just say this is applied to all. But again, who tells the technology this is acceptable, this is not acceptable? Again, it is oh no, Meta's deciding for us. That's not accepted. You know, that they're being the thought police. So this is actually the best win-win situation, but it also means that, you know, you're going to see more content that's there that's very debatable. So it depends on what your view is. If you're a free speech person, then this is a great move. If you are the sort of person that feels that, you know, there are certain content that shouldn't see the light of day and should be taken down, that's no longer going to be taken down now because free speech.
Okay, all right. You know what? I think that maybe if, yeah, okay, let's see. Let's see. Jury's out, right? Let's bring it in and see what happens,
Yes.
I guess.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure.
Dr. Wai Tse Loong, Lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg.